dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. The book of Zechariah, along with the other prophets in the Old Testament, is a wonderful book of prophecy concerning the end of the kingdom of men and the restoration of the kingdom of God by the Lord Jesus Christ. As we study these prophecies of Zechariah, we are further reassured and well satisfied that we have the truth which Brother Thomas has found over 150 years ago. Nothing can be more satisfying than the studying of the prophets along with Christ and the apostles teaching in the New Testament. In studying of these two chapters today in 12 and 13, I'd like to first look at the last part of chapter 13, at verse 8 and 9 first, where it says, "And it shall come to pass that in all the land, saith the Lord, two parts therein shall be cut off and die, but the third shall be left therein. And I will bring the third part through the fire, and will refine them as silver is refined, and will try them as gold is tried. They shall call on my name, and I will hear them. I will say, It is my people, and they shall say, The Lord is my God." This is very beautiful and fitting, and very fitting. It is Israel's most terrible and most glorious experience. With a sudden shocking flood of realization that they learn they have been utterly wrong and blinded, and blindly fighting the divine light for those many, many years, and that all their sorrow has been because they rejected and killed the Son of God, who had been sent to them in gentleness and in love to call them to glory. Brother Thomas informs us in Elpis Israel, page 447, that two-thirds of the Jews in Israel will be cut off by the war against Gog, which is the northern invader of the land of Israel. Only one-third will survive this terrible fiery ordeal. Brother Thomas tells us it will have been a refining process in which they will have been refined like silver and tried as gold is tried. Thus prepared, a spirit of grace and supplication will be poured upon them, and they will call on the name of the Lord, and He will hear them and open for them a fountain for sin and for uncleanness. He will say, It is my people, and they shall say, The Lord, even Jesus, is my God. Thus will Judah be grafted again into their own olive, and brought to acknowledge Jesus as King of the Jews, and to confess that He is Lord to the glory of God the Father. Then will verse 7 of chapter 12 be fulfilled, where it says, The Lord will save the tents of Judah first. When we look at Israel today, we know that they are not all at ready to accept Christ at this time as King of the earth. There has to be a cleansing and a fiery trial before they will ever accept Him as their Savior. But those that are left in the land will accept Him. When He comes into Jerusalem, as we read in verse 6 of chapter 13, And one shall say unto Him, What are these wounds in thine hands? Then He shall answer, Those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. And so like Joseph, he is made to known to his brethren, and they are filled with fear, and joy is turned to national mourning. Then we see what takes place after these words are spoken by the Lord Jesus, as we read in chapter 12, verses 10 through 14. And I will pour upon the house of David and upon the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and of supplication. And they shall look upon me whom they have pierced, and they shall mourn for him as one mourneth for his only son, and shall be in bitterness for him as one that is in bitterness for his firstborn. In that day there shall there be a great mourning in Jerusalem, as the mourning of Hadad-Rimmon in the valley of Megiddon. And the land shall mourn every family apart, the family of the house of David apart, their wives apart, the family of the house of Nathan apart, and their wives apart, and the family of the house of Levi apart, and their wives apart, the family of Shimei apart, and their wives apart. All the families that remain, every family apart, and their wives apart. And so, first by great oppression and tribulation, and then by great national humiliation and repentance, is the remnant of Israel cleansed and purified. Then a new covenant will be made with the house of Judah. written in their inward parts and in their heart, as we read in Jeremiah chapter 31. Brother Thomas says in Elpis Israel, page 448, "The new covenant being made with the house of Judah, the kingdom is established. Not, however, to its full extent. It is but the kingdom in its small beginning. The Lord Jesus, as King of Judah, will have to bring the 10 tribes and the nations generally to acknowledge Him as King of Israel and Lord of the whole earth. When the Lord appears in His little kingdom of Judea, He will undertake to deliver every Israelite in bondage, establish David's kingdom to its full extent, overturn all kingdoms and dominions among the Gentiles, abolish their superstitions, enlighten them in the truth, and bring them to submit to Him joyfully as their lawgiver and high priest and king. He will begin this mighty enterprise with Judah, for as we have read this week in Zechariah chapter 10 earlier, in verses 3 and 5, He has made them as his goodly horse in the battle, and they shall be as mighty men, which tread down their enemies in the mire of the streets in the battle. And they shall fight because the Lord is with them. And the riders on horses shall be confounded." Then Brother Thomas brings out verses 5 and 6 here in chapter 12 of Zechariah. "And the governors of Judah shall say in their heart, The inhabitants of Jerusalem shall be my strength in the Lord of hosts, their God. And that day, saith the Lord, I will make the governors of Judah like a hearth of fire among the wood, and like a torch of fire in a sheath. And they shall devour all the people round about, on the right hand and on the left." Such is the illustration of their superior skill. The nations will be as wood or as sheaves, subjected to the action. They may resist, but they are certain to be subdued without further power of resistance. In Malachi 4 and 3, it says, "They shall tread them down the wicked, for they shall be as ashes under the soles of their feet." Their conquest will begin with the countries near to Judah. "For when the Assyrians shall invade their land, the judge of Israel having caused him to fall," as we read in Micah chapter 5, verses 1 through 7, "where the little stone that is cut out of the mountain without hands will continue to grow." And it says, "Judah shall waste the land of Assyria with the sword, and the land of Nimrod in the entrances thereof. Thus shall he that is to be ruler in Israel deliver them from the Assyrian when he cometh unto their land, and when he treadeth within their borders. And the remnant of Jacob shall be in the midst of many people, as they do from the Lord." We read in Eureka, volume 2, "By the gathering of all nations against Jerusalem in tempestuous conflict among themselves for a possession of the holy city, which becomes to them a cup of trembling and a burdensome stone," as we read in their hearing, chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. "The judgment of the sixth vial are closed. It will have assembled the Laodicean and other heathen in that part of the Armageddon called in Joel the Valley of Jehoshaphat, where Yahweh Elohim, the Spirit incarnate on the saints, was set in judgment upon them," as we read in Joel chapter 3, in verses 9 through 17. "Proclaim ye this among the Gentiles, prepare war, wake up the mighty men, let all the men of war draw near, let them come up. Beat your plowshares into swords and your pruning hooks into spears. Let the weak say, I am strong. Assemble yourselves and come, all ye heathen, and gather yourselves together round about. Thither cause thy mighty ones to come down, O Lord. Let the heathen be wakened and come up to the valley of Jehoshaphat. For there will I sit to judge all the heathen round about. Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come, get you down, for the press is full, the fats overflow, for their wickedness is great. Multitudes, multitudes in the valley of decision. For the day of the Lord is near in the valley of decision." In verse 16, "The Lord also shall roar out of Zion, and utter His voice from Jerusalem, and the heavens and the earth shall shake, But the Lord will be the hope of His people and the strength of the children of Israel. So shall ye know that I am the Lord, your God, dwelling in Zion, my holy mountain. Then shall Jerusalem be holy, and there shall no strangers pass through her any more. There will be a conquering of all the lands that was promised to Abraham, from the Nile to the Euphrates, and from the Persian Gulf to the Mediterranean. This completes the discipline and regeneration of Egypt, Israel, and Assyria. As we read in Isaiah 19, verse 23-25, in that day shall there be a highway out of Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrians shall come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians shall serve with the Assyrians. In that day shall Israel be the third with Egypt and with Assyria, even a blessing in the midst of the land, whom the Lord of hosts shall bless, saying, blessed be Egypt my people, and Assyria the work of my hands, and Israel mine inheritance. A beautiful and merciful plan that our Father in heaven has laid out for those that love Him. Everywhere the Lord Jesus and the saints go through the earth, it will be changed like the Garden of Eden. Righteousness will be throughout the earth. May we all have a part in that day.